We've had more visions than what there were in Fatima. And what this has done has brought a number of people, particularly from the foundering community sector and the business community, elected representatives and others all around the table to sign up to one plan for the city. And the launch of it today is going to be followed by a 12-week consultation period. I think we need to ensure that we engage with people in Donegal, with people in Strabane, with people across the Northwest, as to how we are going to bring about improvements to the lives of those people who need it the most.
One of the interesting developments over the past number of years has been the extent of cross-border funding that's been happening. Donegal County Council, for instance, contributing to City of Derry Airport. Mm-hmm. The Irish government obviously contributing to the A5 improvements and the plan for the radiotherapy service at Altmacavan. Do you believe there'll be another element of that in this plan, and we'll see more and more joined up thinking and, perhaps more importantly, joined up funding across the border?
Well, I had Pat Colgan from the Special EU Programmes Body, the Chief Executive, up in the city last week. And basically, I had pulled in people, particularly from the foundering community sector, to look at the kind of funding streams that are available. What we need to work together, I think, on an all-Ireland basis, the focus and the concentration must be about a different way of doing business. So the people in the Northwest, the people in Donegal, the people in Derry benefit from what's going to happen as a result of the implementation of the proposals for this regeneration plan.